Be sure to check out Agogi Combatives, the premier destination for mixed martial arts out here in the Tennessee Valley and the scenic city. It is seriously the best place you can learn real mixed martial arts from the best coaches and athletes in the area, like Torres Finney, Jazzy the Jasmanian Devil Sergeant, and so much more. You can see a full roster of their classes online. They have everything from youth wrestling to Krav Maga, striking, jiu-jitsu, anything MMA. You can find that out at Agogi Combatives. If you want to see that full roster of classes I talked about, as well as more information about this incredible venue, learn more at agogicombatives.com. That's agogicombatives.com.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Suspect.
This is how I went.
All right, we are back here on the Watch It podcast talking about my second favorite sport, which is the NBA basketball. It is time to talk about that. Of course, very excited as the NBA season approaches. We've had some preseason, but it's nothing like the real thing. Nothing like the real thing at all. So I want to do something that I love to do, and that's give over-under bets for all of these. I'm going to tell you whether to go over or under their projected win total. So this is just going to be for the Eastern Conference today. As I mentioned, there is no Watch It podcast next week, but I definitely wanted to get the Eastern Conference predictions out there, as I feel like for a lot of people I know, the Eastern Conference is the much more relevant division for them in basketball. All of the favorite teams are there. Our local team, the Atlanta Hawks, are going to be in that division. So very, very, very excited to get into this. And without further ado, let's go ahead and crack this open with the Boston Celtics, the defending Eastern Conference champions. They are set the line at 54.5. And this is surprising because we've had some issues up in the news with the Boston Celtics and their coach, Ime Udoka, who has had some troubles. He's been suspended for the whole year with the Boston Celtics for a alleged, well, I guess not really alleged at this point, but a consensual yet inappropriate relationship with a Celtics staff worker. Yeah, not very good to have there, but it seems, you know, from everything that the Celtics organization is putting out and the players on the team, that things are okay on their part, and they're looking to get back to the finals where they lost tragically to the Golden State Warriors. I mean, you have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on a team. Come on. That is enough to get you into at least the eighth seed there, but they don't want to do that. I see the Celtics roaring back, even up to that number one seed. There's only one team, really, I could see you being a little feisty with them in the Eastern Conference, but 54.5, I'm actually going to be taking the over at this, maybe at 55 to 56 wins. I could even maybe see it going to 57 or 58. Big fan of the Boston Celtics this year. One of the only questions that I have is how Malcolm Brogdon is going to fit into this team. I know. I remember earlier on this podcast, I said Malcolm Brogdon was a perfect fit for the Boston Celtics, and I still stand by that statement, but I just want to see a little bit more of it in action before I fully commit to the Brogdon-Celtics marriage. And another question I have is going to be about Robert Williams, currently injured, and if he's out there the whole year, not only do the Celtics have a hell of an offense between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but with Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, that's an incredible defense as well. All right, moving down, we have the Milwaukee Bucks. We are setting that at 52.5. I'm actually going to be taking the slight under on this, just at the 50 win total. Not trying to discredit anything about Giannis or the incredible organization that the Bucks are right now. Very, very impressive organization. But I just don't know. The East this year is going to be much tougher than years past, so I'm curious to see how this is going to go for the Milwaukee Bucks. Definitely see them winning that division, but I have some questions. Definitely Giannis' health. He's been consistent by staying on the court recently, and when he's on the court, he's arguably the best player in the NBA. So if he can stay out there, and that team can keep doing what it's doing, then I have nothing but confidence for the Milwaukee Bucks. But 52.5, just a little bit high for me, so I'm going to be dropping that down, at least to me, to about 50 or so. We also have the Philadelphia 76ers. They are going to be next. This is a team that I could see being a little bit more feisty than they are currently set out. Right now, they're going to be at 49.5. I'm going to be taking the over on this. I would set them more around 51. Joel Embiid and James Harden, that is really, on paper, a match that is just budding to work out. And I really want to see that happening. And this is James Harden. He re-signed with the team, and it's a very friendly contract that allows him some contract flexibility to bring in more talent like PJ Tucker. I know he's a little bit on the older side, 37, but very excited for see him and what he can do on this Philadelphia 76ers team, which is a mix of driving inside and shooting three, which is really all you see in basketball today. So I'm curious what Daryl Morey's new squad has in place. But for that, I'm going to be taking the over. Then we have the Miami Heat. Right now, they are set at 48.5. This one's tough. This one's really tough. The Heat, it's a team that's experienced some heartbreak in the past couple years, coming up short in the finals and the bubble season, also coming up short in the Eastern Conference to get themselves back into the position to contend. I don't know. 48.5 seems right around probably where I would set them. I might go 47, so I'll be taking the under on this. Jimmy Butler is a guy who's always out on a mission. Bam Adebayo, one of the best defensive players in the league. And Tyler Hero just signed a big-time contract. So we'll see. I just maybe see them going for the slight under here as the rest of the Eastern Conference has bulked up quite a bit. And speaking of a team that has bulked up a good bit, that's going to be the Atlanta Hawks. They're currently set at 46.5, and they made some pretty big additions during the offseason. They have themselves a proper big three with the acquisition of DeJounte Murray from the San Antonio Spurs. So they are really looking to make a move here. They had that big momentum several years ago going into the Eastern Conference playoffs. It didn't quite work out there. And this year, I just don't know. It's Atlanta's a tough team for me to figure out, because right when you think that the Hawks are slipping, they just certainly they suddenly have a massive resurgence, and they just absolutely prove me wrong each and every time. But I just don't know. With your DeJounte Murray, that is an incredible backcourt addition with Trae Young. But right now, 46.5 just feels a little bit too high to me. I'd maybe set them down at 44. And our next team is going to be the Brooklyn Nets, a team that has had no shortage of drama here in the past several weeks. As at the beginning of the offseason, there was Kyrie and KD trade rumors floating around. That seems to have taken a step back as both of them have committed to the team. But Kyrie, man, he just cannot stay out of the headlines for all of the wrong reasons, which is crazy shit that he's saying. And I know Kevin Durant is arguably one of the greatest players of all time. He's certainly one of the best active players right now, and I would even put him in top 10 of all time. So when you have a guy like that on the court, 45.5 wins, not bad. But when you look at some of the weaker pieces surrounding that Nets team, that puts a lot of pressure on KD and Kyrie. And Kyrie, frankly, hasn't played a full season in a very, very long time. The Nets are going to need all the wins that they can get. So under 45.5 is what I'm going to be going for here. But just slightly, maybe around 42, I can see the Nets winning. So we have the Toronto Raptors, one of the teams who fell short last season. But they still have that NBA title DNA with inside of them. I know Kawhi Leonard, not there anymore, but this is going to be just one of those teams who, I don't know, there's just something I like about them. So there we go. I'm going to be going over the 45.5 projection with them. I could see them being about a 47-win team. Scottie Barnes, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, really, really still like the core that team has, and I'm excited to see what they're able to do. And another team that made massive, massive moves this offseason was going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. Arguably, the biggest trade acquisition of the offseason was definitely Donovan Mitchell heading over to the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a guy whose skill set fits perfectly inside of what that team is building. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, we have Caris LeVert. It's really, really impressive, and I just see that, at least in my estimation, that Donovan Mitchell is going to be a guy who just slides perfectly into the system that J.B. Bickerstaff has been building. But that's not all to say that I don't have my worries with Cleveland. Defensively, this is a team that I still would like to see a little bit more from. I feel like they're one move away from being a serious contender, but they're currently set at 42.5. I'm not sure where I feel like I would place the Cavs for now, but I definitely would have them over 42.5. And just below them is a team that swung and missed big time for Donovan Mitchell. That is going to be the New York Knicks. Yikes. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Missed out on Donovan Mitchell, which is extremely tough, as that's a guy who would have been perfect for what that team needs. But it's a classic Knicks move to miss out on that. It's tough, but it's a classic Knicks move, and it's also a classic Knicks move to take the under on them. 39.5 right now, not really looking great there for the New York Knicks. And another team I'm not super stoked about is going to be our next two teams, the Charlotte Hornets and the Washington Wizards. These are very similar teams to me in some aspects. The Charlotte Hornets have a slightly more exciting prospect with LaMelo Ball, but I just don't think that's enough, and I have a hard time seeing Charlotte being able to, even just moving forward, not even in this season. Charlotte is just not a great destination for free agents, and people just not looking to go there. So hopefully LaMelo Ball can help change that culture with what seems to be a good staff that they're building around Charlotte. And I know they have Gordon Hayward, I know they have Terry Rozier, but I'm just not fully buying into them right now. And similar to the Washington Wizards, yeah, Bradley Beal signed the Supermax contract, but in reality, what is that going to do for the Wizards moving forward? Taking the under on both of those teams. But a team that confuses me is going to be the Chicago Bulls, because they have some things to be excited about, and then at the other side, they have some things that are detracting. Yes, Lonzo Ball, Alex Caruso. Believe it or not, those are two guys who I feel like can make some pivotal contributions to the Chicago Bulls team. But even then, 43.5 feels a little bit high, as I'm going to be taking the under for the Chicago Bulls. And then also, my award for the worst team in the league is going to be the Orlando Magic. Not really looking great over there for the Magic. I know Paolo Banchero is a guy who can make some serious contributions to that team, and he's going to be a good fit culture-wise, but something about it is not sitting right with me for this year. No way did anybody think that this was going to be the team to win the East or anything. So I'm going to be taking the under on the Orlando Magic. Also have myself taking the under on a team chemically that is very similar to them, which is the Detroit Pistons, set at 28.5. Definitely taking that. Jaden Ivey and Jalen Duren, very, very nice. But Cade Cunningham, he had his moments, but I still need to see a little bit more. He's not on bust watch or anything like that, but I just want to see a slight bit more. And the Indiana Pacers, rounding out the Eastern Conference, is a team that I really, really am disappointed by. If you look at where they were in years like 2014, even all the way up until 2017, you could make the argument for, and where they've come crashing down to now. I would also take the under for the Indiana Pacers. They're also in the running for a number one overall pick. But like I said, those are going to be my picks for the Eastern Conference over-unders. You can agree, disagree. Feel free to reach out and tell me how you feel, because I know you guys have some very, very serious opinions when it comes to really everything in the basketball world. I heard what happened with those NBA playoff picks that we had last season around April, and yeah, I really enjoyed reading some of those creative messages that we have. And a team that, you know, I'm curious about, I'm sure you've read the stories, I know they're not in the East, but I do want to talk about this, is the Golden State Warriors. As there's that whole fiasco with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole. Draymond absolutely rocking Jordan Poole for saying some stuff, and it comes out today that they're actually not going to be suspending Draymond for that. He's just taking some time away from the team, and there's going to be a fine, which is kind of hilarious to me, because Draymond, He absolutely decimated the face of Jordan Poole. But that is all the time that we are going to be having today for this Friday edition of the Watch It Podcast. Like I said, I'm on the road recording these episodes, so I have to keep them short. No episodes of the Watch It Podcast next week, as I'm going to be very, very, very busy. A lot of work going down with my other job here in the Florida Keys, so I need to stay focused with that. But right when we get back, I promise you we have some incredible episodes of the Watch It Podcast coming up. Haley and I, we're basically going to be living in the movie theaters when we get back. We're also going to be doing our full review of Midnight Club, Mike Flanagan's new series, who of course made one of our favorite series of last year, Midnight Mass, and previously did Haunting of Bly Manor and The Haunting of Hill House. So we're going to have those full reviews, but we are busy, busy, busy bees here on the Watch It Podcast. But I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the show each and every week.